Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Roop's Roundup. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder and operator of the public relations firm here in Richmond that they call Spring Story, joins us every Friday to fill us in on some stories that we might have missed. And I noticed this story that didn't get a lot of play about homeschooling gaining popularity in Virginia. How significant is this, Jason?
Hey, John. Yeah, to put this in perspective, this was a stat that jumped out at me from this story in the Henrico Citizen. If you were to put all the homeschoolers in Virginia into their own school district, they would be the seventh largest school district in the state. So we're talking about 3.5%, almost 3.5% of students in Virginia are homeschooled, 43,500. And what's interesting, what the news is that it's increasing. Over the last 5 years, it's grown 20%. And in some...
That's really notable. 20%
is significant. Yeah, that's a big deal. And then even more so in a few localities, it's doubled. So it's up by more than 50% in Chesapeake, Charlottesville, and down in Petersburg, too.
Any data that explains why?
Well, I think I looked at the national statistics. It looks like this is growing overall. But in the story, some of the parents cited their Christian faith, that they wanted to provide their children with a homeschooled Christian education, Christian-based education. And then the state has also pointed out that the laws have been relaxed over the last several years in Virginia, where it's a little bit easier. There isn't as much red tape if you want to undertake this project. You know, other reasons people give are they just want better quality. Maybe they're in a district that they just don't trust it. They might want to avoid, you know, get their child out of a school that where it's a bad social situation, or specifically, you know, maybe they have a learning disability that they just want to, you know, focus on one-on-one.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I've had some people who have worked for me over the years who were homeschooled, and some of them have been just stellar. Man, they were obviously their parents didn't give them a break. They were on it, and they knew what they were doing. And then I had some others who I thought, man, you have really been sheltered. It's just it's an interesting thing to observe from a distance.
Yeah, and some reports recently have shown that there's not a lot of difference between the schools, private, public, or homeschooled. So it's an interesting argument for school choice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, interesting to note those stats. A lot of people very upset because they thought Innsbruck After Hours was coming to a close and wouldn't exist in its current form. There's a 180 on this.
We like things the way they are, and things are going to stay the way they are. Yes, we get into that routine. We know where to park at Innsbruck. We know the concerts. We know where we're going to set up our little folding chair on the lawn. So, yeah, they had thought about moving the Innsbruck After Hours series to that huge office park in Goochland, West Creek. And that kind of got shut down this week. They decided to just pull the plan after hearing some of the pushback on it, and they're going to stay put. So everybody can remain calm and keep doing what they're doing.
Who pushed back on it? Just people who go to the concert or the folks who own the offices in Innsbruck? Why are they so adamant that it has to be there?
Well, from what I'm reading in Richmond BizSense, it was a public hearing. But even that hearing doesn't sound like it was, you know, a lot of people up in arms, just, a dozen or more people. So maybe they just saw the writing on the wall. Maybe they talked to people behind the scenes and it just wasn't worth it.
Interesting. All right. Well, there is a section of town that just continues to grow. I had lunch over at a little restaurant, Scott's Addition, with a friend that I haven't seen in a couple of years this week. And walking through Scott's Addition, I thought, this is unbelievable. It's probably been a year since I've been over there to eat or do anything. And just in that 12 months, it's grown remarkably.
It's huge. And another great example of what can happen in Richmond without a lot of city hall intervention, except for where they need to intervene with fixing the sidewalks over there. But it's growing really rapidly. The Bellevue is the newest project announced. That was in the Times-Dispatch yesterday, where the neighborhood restaurant group is building Richmond's first food hall. So this is a place you go where you can, it's like a big cafeteria with, but higher end, on food, with food vendors. So they'll have 18 food vendors, and the Vail Brewery, Vail Brewing is moving. A lot of people know Vail because it's just, you know, it's got those really long lines, I think every Tuesday for their releases. People travel from all over to get beer from the Vail, and they ship it out. And anyway, the Vail is going to go into this spot. There's going to be a rooftop vendor as well. So just to put it in perspective, a lot of people know where the Dairy Bar is. It's going to be located one block west of that, and that'll be coming next year. Yeah,
I mean, that's amazing. When I lived in Manhattan, the food hall concept was huge with people, you know, but that's such a dense population there. So that's, I hope it'll work in Richmond. That's great. Hey, what's going on this weekend?
Yeah, lots of things this weekend. The Second Street Festival, or I've been told they call it, it's also called, if you really know what you're talking about, it's the Two Street Festival.
Yeah, that shows Saturday you've got street, you got street cred if you,
you
say
Two cred.
Street Festival.
Right. And that's in Jackson Ward, Saturday and Sunday. Oysterfest is going to be Saturday at St. Thomas Episcopal Church. If you go
that's
up
oyster-centric.
Oyster-centric. Okay. You know, pay as you go. If you want more of the barbecue and beer thing, they have Hog on the Hill up in Church Hill. That's at the Libby Hill Park. Mm-hmm. And this was an interesting one. I noticed, you know, Ethan Hawke is in town filming Good Lord Bird for Showtime. And a lot of people have been spotting him around town. Of course, he's got a big beard now for the filming. He's going to be screening one of his movies at the Bird on Sunday called Blaze. It's the 2018 film he did about Blaze Foley, country music star, biographical. Mm-hmm. And so that's really cool that when some of these stars come to town, they participate, they make themselves available. So he's going to be there for a Q&A after the movie. It's only $6. So a great deal if you can get into that on Sunday.
Okay, that's kind of cool. A Hollywood star sighting and a movie at the Bird Theater. Can't beat
that's
on Sunday. And then, you know, Lonzo and I are going to the Unos Gala tonight. So I think it's gala season all around Richmond.
It is.
So we're excited about doing
that. And where is that going to be?
Well, of course you asked me that.
Well, tickets are probably sold out anyway.
I don't know. I mean, kind of count on him to make sure I show up.
Well,
right,
say hi to Lisa Schaffner, because I know she'll be there.
She will be there, yeah. Okay. Jason Roop, I always enjoy talking to you, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of Spring Story, the big PR firm here in town. Thank you, Jason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.